What music or what singing on the street will be until that day happens.
Amen.
When the redeemed are gathering in. Emotion, but it's not. It's got, Brother Branham says you got to have something to back it up. And that's called the Holy Ghost. And you know what? I'm full of it. You're full of it. wonderful. There's still room for more.
Amen.
It's like Brother Graham was talking about Noah's Ark. He said that shittim wood that was out there, he said it was lighter than balsa wood. And he says, but it had the reason it was made that way, he says, because it could absorb. And he said, absorb more of the Holy Spirit. And he says, when you absorb that Holy Spirit, what's it do? He says, it just seals you. And that's what we're doing. We're just sealed to that Holy Spirit. Just seals us until the day of our redemption. Are you still feasting over Sunday? Ah, oh, praise the Lord. That is truly a love letter to the bride of Jesus Christ. There's just so many things that the prophet says in there, and it just blesses our hearts so much. And just thinking about it today, as he talks about it, he says, just think that if you were had a letter sent to you from the Lord Jesus, he's writing you a letter just to you. A personal love letter that's to you, that only the bride of Jesus Christ is able to read it and understand it and see it. The world out there, they look at it and it's like, it's no big deal. But to us, and he said it's everything. He said, some of it, can you imagine? Some of them don't want to hear that letter. We want to hear it all the time. Amen? Seen your wife in a long time. If you went on a vacation, or you went someplace and went away, or Brother Brim says it's a boy with a girlfriend, or a girlfriend with a boyfriend, and you haven't seen them in a long time. Maybe your children, that it has to be his mommy and daddy's gone someplace for a long time, and you haven't seen them, or you went over to somebody's house to stay or something. You can't wait to see them. He says that being distant is because of fondness of the heart. That's what this message does to us. He says that we can't wait to get together in heavenly places. We can't wait to listen to the Word of God. That he says that like that, he says, if your wife's gone, you go, oh man, I can't wait till she gets back. I can't wait till she's sick. He says, that's all you got on your mind. He says, your heart's beating, it's a throbbing, and you're ready to do. That's the way this message affects the bride of Jesus Christ. When we hear Brother Branham just say simple words, good morning, friends. Our heart's beating inside of us like, praise the Lord. That's the love letter to me.
Amen.
The love letter to me.
Amen.
He says, but that's what it means to the bride. It means everything to her. And we're thankful for it. To have that special revelation that God did send that prophet in this end time to call a bride. And it is, it's those things that we, those little nuggets, and you go back over and over and over and hear it again, that they're hidden. Sometimes they're hidden. We go right over it, and you come back and say, man, I didn't catch that before. I didn't hear that. There's something, they're not random stories.
Amen.
Brother Branham, that prophet, God didn't speak through him to bring random stories. It all has a meaning. It all has something that's in there. But like each son and daughter of God, he's got to try his bride. He said he has to try his soldiers. He's going to prove them. He says, and even the great men of the Bible, he says that they had to have special training. We're having special training. We've been talking about that. As how we're in the Lord's army, soldiers. Not regular, we're special, elite forces. And that, he says, that requires special training. That's where that love letter comes in, right there. Is that special training. You hear what he has to say. Nobody else, they don't even hear it. They'll never talk with their heads. He says, but with all believers and with his bride, he says, sometimes, he said, we have to sweat it out. We have to sweat it out. Who's ever sweated it out? Yeah, it's one of those things, again, if you didn't raise your hand, you ain't telling the truth because you sweat it out. We sweat it out sometimes. And it just makes me feel so good when I hear a prophet of God had to sweat it out. It gives me courage. It's like, because a lot of times you think it's just me. Can I? And it's, you know, Lord, it's me, and we think that we fail. But when you see God's prophet, God's anointed, had to sweat it out, it gives me courage. It gives me hope. And we want to be real veteran soldiers. We want to be trained soldiers. It's like Brother Branham said, I think he said with Caesar going up, and he said he wanted to go in the parade, and he said he was looking at all the captains, they got their blooms and everything up. You know, who's going to ride with him? He said he looked down and he saw that veteran soldier, his scarred up face, he was all tore up and everything else. Where'd you get them scars? He said, on the front lines. That's what I want the master to say to me when he comes by. Come up here, right here. I want you to ride with me. And we want to hear that. And that's what we want to hear on that day. Would you like to hear part of a love letter? Oh man, it's good. It's one you heard just the other night. But we're going to play it to you again here. Tell it to you again here. God tries his children. Are you ready for the first test? He says he tries his children. Now listen. Listen to the message. Noah went in on the 17th day of February. That was your first test. Amen. He said it. Amen. Mr. Skeptic, it's out there looking for the mistakes. He's the one who says, it looks like they found mistakes. There ain't no mistakes in this message. If it had been a mistake that very night that he said it that night, or in this message that we heard the second night, he says, now, that angel of the Lord will come and confirm what I've told you is, thus saith the Lord. Did you hear him say, oh, I forgot, I said February, that was wrong. He didn't say that, did he? He said, it's thus saith the Lord. Good enough for the bride of Christ. We don't question it. He says, and according to the word of God, he entered the ark. And the next morning, all of them was around expecting to see the rain to start falling. Why were they expecting to see the rain to start falling? Noah said it was going to rain. He told them it's going to rain. He'd been telling them this for 100 years now. He'd been telling them it's going to rain. So all the skeptics are around, and they're coming around and making fun of him and everything else and beating him up and all the way through. Finally, the time has come for the rain. It's coming. He knows. It's done. He sealed it. It is. The animals are in. Ready to go. Brother Branham talks about it. He comes in. He goes into the room. He says, down there. You get in there down there with the animals. He didn't go down there with the animals, did he? Amen. He said he kept climbing higher.
Amen.
He said he was getting above all the stink. He said he was going up there higher where that window was. And he said that window, it was there to look up. He said that's where he is. He said so he climbed into the ark. And he had been saying this for all these years to doing it. So when he came in and the door closes, this is it. This is it. He says, but the sun come up just as exactly like it did always. Whoa. That must have been tough. That must have been tough. He's been telling them all these for hundreds of years, and it's coming. He goes, hey, it's coming tomorrow. He said, then Noah said, just a couple more hours, and it'll start. The rain will start. Just a couple more hours. The day passed, and I'd imagine Noah's heart began to flutter. Whoa. I imagine Noah's heart did begin to flutter. That's the way, there's when Satan come in, right there. He started beating him up, right there. He started, what did he do? He says, he started to sweat out. He says, because he had told him, he says, man, we're going to go up there, you're going to see it, we're going to pull open this window, and you're going to see the clouds coming in, it's going to rain. He opened it up, and he looked up, and nothing. Just like it had been for the past 100 years. Sun was shining, it was beautiful, and everything else. His heart was starting to flutter. He was getting pretty nervous. We go through those things, those tests and trials. He's a man. Noah was a man. He went through, he had to be, oh my goodness, Satan had to come beat him up right there. Because he said it was going to rain. He says, oh, I'm sure Satan had told him, maybe you missed it. Maybe it wasn't right. Maybe that wasn't, maybe I was wrong. Although he'd been confirmed for 100 years, maybe I was wrong. Sound like Satan trying to tell you something? He said Satan moved in then. He says, that's when he come and started beating him up. And he says, I bet he did really start sweating it out. He really did. Wasn't we here today? I thought you said you were healed. Right? We come in and we claim, and it's like, Lord, I accept my healing. I accept it with all my heart. Somebody comes around and they tell you, hey, I thought you told me you were healed. I thought you said you were healed. I thought you said you were getting better, but you still look sick to me. You said you're going to get rid of that rash or whatever. You still got that rash on there. What are we doing? We're sweating it out.
Amen.
We're sweating it out, but we're anchored down.
Amen.
I thought you said you're going to have a baby. It's going to happen.
Amen.
You got to sweat it out,
Amen.
But it's going to happen.
Amen.
Because you believe it. He said you become persistent. You hold on. You don't let go. No matter what it looks like, what it seems, you hold on.
Amen.
He says, stay persistent.
Amen.
Amen? He says, I can tell you something right here, but he says, I better not. You notice? Here's your love letter. Here it comes. He says, he couldn't get out if he wanted to. He was sealed from the inside.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Sealed until the day of your redemption. God sealed the door behind him. Oh, what a great thing to be locked up with Christ. That's a real lesson. And the door was sealed behind him. He couldn't open it. Only the hand of God could open it up. So when he beats you up, you can't get out. Satan tells you, try to get out, you might as well quit. You might as well just stop. You ain't no good. I'm sealed.
Amen.
You're sealed. You can't get out. You ain't going no place. God done sealed him in. God done sealed him in. Nobody said, you better get sealed in. If you're not sealed in, the door closes. You ain't getting in. You'll die. And I can't condemn those people. It's like we're talking Lot. That there he was. Abraham went after him. He went after him. He wanted to bring him back. But his soul was vexed daily. But he wasn't that predestinated seed of God. Abraham was sealed. We're sealed. Amen. Amen. We all know how to get faith, don't we? Faith cometh by
hearing,
hearing the
word.
And the word comes to the
prophet.
Now you're getting ready to eat sheep food.
Amen.
Amen. You know what's wonderful too? We don't have to eat crumbs. Oh, that poor sister. She would eat crumbs, but she didn't have to eat crumbs. And we don't have to eat crumbs because we got cabbages and turnips and radishes and everything. And they've all been stored up for us to eat up on. And guess what it is? It's organic food. When I put that down, I questioned myself, like, should I really say that? So I had to look up what organic is. You're going to love it. The meaning, derived from living matter.
Hallelujah.
I would say this message is derived from living matter. It's called hidden manna. We think we talked about that. In the holies, the holy, the shoe bread, it never went bad. It was living. It was a living manna. It gets a little better too. He said, food produced without the use of chemicals, fertilizers, or pesticides, or any other artificial agent. Because he gave us a revelation that he stored up the food for us to eat.
Amen.
He said, stay here.
Amen.
Stay here. That's on the word.
Amen.
We're fortunate to be here in this very building, but you out there listening in is staying with the word. That's
Amen.
Where you're at. Wherever you're at. God's right everywhere. Eating on sheep food.
Amen.
Storing up food. That's where he said, stay here.
Yeah.
While I'm gone, he said, when I'm a long way away, he said, you'll refer back to these things.
Amen.
That's what builds the faith of the bride of Jesus Christ. Because it comes by listening. And we know what that listening is. Oh, praise the Lord. God, what a blessed people that we are. How fortunate that we know we've been saved, we've been sealed, we've been predestinated. Let your faith hold on no matter what it is or what it's in, because you can't go nowhere. You don't want to go nowhere. There's no place to go. You believe it, hold on. Sweat it out. Well, I like sweating it out for him. I hate it that I'm failing. But he's there to pick me right back up. If you're down tonight, he's right here to pick you right back up. Amen. You believe that? So whatever we have need of, he's right here to give it to you. Right here. He's right here in this building. That same pillar of fire. Right there.
Amen.
Right here. Right here. The world don't even know what we're talking about. Sheep. But we want to invite him. We want to thank him for coming. And for being here. So as we bow our heads and we go to prayer, to thank him for his grace, his mercy, his love. For all that he does for us. For the revelation that he's given us. To thank him tonight that he sealed the door. That we got in the ark with him. The ark is the word. And that word, we're in that word with him. And he's closed the door and he sealed us. Now, we're waiting for the rain. We're waiting for the rain. I hear the abundance of rain. You might be one little cloud for all. It's coming. You've been saying, Lord, it's coming for a long time. It's coming. It's coming. We've been sweating it out. been made fun of, we've been persecuted, we've been everything else, but we're sealed. We're sealed. It's coming. It's going to rain. And when it rains, we'll rise up above everything. We'll rise up. A love letter from the Lord Jesus to His bride. He's telling you, I love you. I'm coming for you. I've been away preparing a place where we can live together forever. A mansion. There won't be sick no more. You won't have no more sorrow no more. You won't have nothing no more. I just love you, and I'm just sending you little nuggets to let you know. Do you understand who you are? Oh, amen. Amen. He says a little something here. Did you get it, children? Amen. I got it, sweetheart. That's right. Jesus is our sweetheart. And we're His sweethearts. Write me a personal and you a personal love letter. And tell us that He loves us. Thank you, Lord. We want to invite you to come and to be with us tonight, Lord. Open up our hearts, our soul, our mind. Feed us upon Your Word. Give us strength, Lord, to persevere, to keep. Sometimes it is like Noah. It gets rough. It gets hard. Where He said His heart was to flutter. Our hearts flutter sometimes. Satan says, see. It's okay. He knows it. He ain't going nowhere. He just loves you. Lord, I want to hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold me, Lord. You're there to pick me up. Like a little child that's just beginning to walk. Sometimes you can't grab it all the time. You won't learn to walk. You've got to let it run on its own. Sometimes it's going to fall. It's going to bump its head. It's going to happen. And we fall sometimes. We bump our head sometimes. He just makes us right back up. Pretty soon, like Rev. Brandon said, that real thoroughbred. He says, I love a real thoroughbred. He says he knows where his mommy is, his poppy is, his great-grandfather, his great-great-great. When we're real thoroughbreds, we know where our great-great-great-great-great-grandpa is. Or Jesus Christ. So we just want to ask you to come and to be with us tonight, Lord Jesus. We've got many, many requests that have come in. Won't read them all, but one I do is came in is our sister Collins. She is back in the hospital. We really want to hold her up for prayer. Just be with her, Brother Collins, and a little group of people over there. The Lord bless them and be with them. She's getting many years on her. She's getting weak in faith. As well as our Brother Collins, we want to remember him. And soldiers. Real soldiers on the cross that love this message of all their hearts. And we have many more that are sick. I've got many. There's cancer. There's tumors. People that need surgery. All kinds of things. But we serve a mighty God. And when we go to prayer, God answers our prayer. Because we are His bride. And when we ask, we get what we ask for. We don't go on because we have faith. We also want to remember the family of our precious brother Dave Cook. Any of you that he's went to his reward. He fought the fight, and now he's at his reward. Let's take him home this week. We want to remember the family during his time. He's been a faithful, real soldier for the cross that loves this message and word with all of his heart. It's so hard for us. We have such mixed feelings when someone goes on like that, is that we miss them because we love them. We want them to be here. But what a jubilee on the other side. Oh, praise the Lord. I am so happy for my brother tonight. I'm so thankful. He fought the fight and now he gets the reward. He gets the reward. And we're all coming to that. And that reward's there for us. Lord, You'll take us through. You always do. So if you have anything on your heart, just make it known to Him. He said by lifting up your hand, saying, Lord, You know what my need is. Remember my need. Lord, remember the need of the person next to me. And Lord, these requests, He didn't read them, but You know them. You know who they are. You know their names. You know where they're at right now. And we believe that You're going to meet it. Answer every single one of these because that we believe it. We hear the abundance of rain. Rain of Your coming and rain of Your Holy Spirit. Welcome, Lord Jesus.
Let's just sing our song now as we welcome you. Just reach out and just touch the Lord because He's here passing by. You believe it?
Yeah.
Reach out and grab
Him. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find
how we love you from the depths of our heart, Lord. How we worship you tonight and how we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, to look in this love letter, your word that you sent to your bride, Lord, to assure us that we're sealed in with you, Lord. Oh, how our hearts rejoice tonight to see that, Lord, to know that we're in with your seal by your Holy Spirit, Lord. We love you and we worship you with all that's in us, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to invite you to come to be with us tonight, Lord. Open up our hearts, our mind, our souls, every fiber of our body, Lord Jesus. Let us be like that shoot of wood that, Lord, every pore of our body, Lord, would just absorb that Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, God, we love you and we thank you, Lord. And Father, these requests, each hand that went up, you know what's underneath each one of those hands. Father, these prayer requests that lay before me, Lord. Father, you know each and every one. Your people that are listening in tonight, your bride around the world, Lord Jesus. You saw their hands go up. You know their needs and what they have need of, Lord. Father, you are the great I Am. And we are believing as a group of your children, Lord, of putting our faith together, believing, Lord, that these requests will all be answered. Because you promised us, Lord, if we would ask it in your name and believe it, that we would have what we would ask for, Lord. So we claim it and we believe it, that you will meet every request, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with the Cook family, Lord, during this time. And Lord, their hearts, you know they're heavy, Lord. And He was a pillar for them families, Lord, in that church. Bless and be with them, Lord. Comfort them and strengthen them, Lord, that they know where He's at. They can rest assured in that. Lord, there's an empty void today, and we're one less today. But Lord, we know where He's at, Lord. Let that assurance sink deep in their hearts, Lord Jesus. And may you, the great comforter, just come on the scene and bless them and be with them, Lord. May they feel your presence. May each and every one of us feel your presence right now, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord, and thank you. Bless and be with us tonight. And we want to thank you for this opportunity that we have, Lord, to come together to hear your sheep food, Lord. Sheep food that you've stored up for your bride, Lord Jesus, so that we can feast upon it tonight and that we can become lambs unto you. Bless and be with us now as we take this service. Everything that's said and done, we commit it into your hands, Lord. And may you receive all the honor, the glory, Lord, because you deserve it all, Lord Jesus. We love you and thank you. We ask it in that name, that one and only name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Breathe. here tonight.
Amen.
How are we so thankful for this day that the Lord has made? I'm rejoicing. I'm so glad that He's called me out, that He's sealed me. And there's nothing we can do. I'm bubbling over so much. Let's just sing that little chorus. It's, "This is the day that the Lord has made."
Oh, this is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
sin. Get a bride for Isaac. Rebecca in a far and distant land. She believed every word he told her. She left home following the man to a place she's never been before. There he is. She's never seen. She loved to hear him tell about Isaac following that camel train. Eliezer, tell me more. What's Isaac really look like? I haven't seen him, yet I'm to be his bride. You say he has a home for me. I can't wait to walk through the door. Oh, I want to see him. Eliezer, tell me more. On his journey to meet Isaac, Rebecca said, I'm thirsty and it's hot. Eliezer said, don't worry. Here's some ever-present water from the rock. She said, I'm hungry. Did you bring something to eat? Here's some spiritual food and due season for you. I brought everything you need. Eliezer, have you seen him? What's he really like? Yes, I've seen him in a sage-filled lake one night. His garment blowing in the wind. And I called his name. I said, Jesus. He turned and looked at me, and I've never been the same. Eliezer, tell me more. What's Isaac really look like? I've never seen him, yet I'm to be his bride. You say he has a home for me. I can't wait to walk through the door.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Eliezer, tell me more. Oh, I want to see him. Brother Branham, tell me more.
Hallelujah.
Our Lord is coming.
Unbelief does not hinder God.
Amen.
Amen. For title alone, we can just say amen and go home. But there's a whole more, a lot of living manna coming from the presence of the holiest of the holies tonight for you to feast upon. Eat it and enjoy. Here's God's prophet and our pastor, Brother Branham.